Greetings, sports fans. This is Mike Keziah.
And Elroy Hirsch with Touchdown Tips, America's foremost football forecast. We're ready to comment on trends of the game and to tip you off on the probable winners of the leading weekend college and professional games, as predicted by our All-American Gridiron Index staff. For 22 years, the Index holds the amazing record of over 80% accuracy in picking the winners. There's the kickoff for Touchdown Tips. And to carry the ball for Crazy Legs Hirsch, here is Mike Keziah.
Right, Dick Joy. Legs will be along at halftime, and we have a lot of top-flight ball games on tap this week. But first, here's a rundown on the top 10 teams in the nation this week as rated by the All-American Gridiron Index. Topping the list, the best in the land, Notre Dame. Trailing the Fighting Irish in order are Michigan, UCLA, Maryland, Rice, Michigan State, Baylor, Duke, Mississippi State, and Mississippi Southern.
Those rankings may be well shuffled by sundown Saturday, Mike. So let's see what's in store as we board our rocket and start our swing in the east at New York's Polo Grounds, where Army meets Duke.
We tee off with a surprise choice, Dick. Duke figures as a potential conference champ, and preseason estimates put Army a year away. But our figures show Army 14, Duke 13.
At Ithaca, a homecoming fray as Cornell entertains Yale.
The Big Red is improving, will be up for this homecoming. But Yale's Jordan Olivar has the horses. Yale 13, Cornell 7.
At Franklin Field in Philadelphia, an intersectional matches Penn and Ohio State in the game of the week in the East.
The Quakers did okay up to last Saturday. Borton, Watkins and company look like too much to handle here. Ohio State 27, Pennsylvania 13.
A flock of other big games in the East, Mike. How do they look?
Navy 21, Princeton 7. Columbia 20, Harvard 19. Colgate 19, Dartmouth 13. West Virginia 20, George Washington 7. Syracuse 20, Penn State 7. Holy Cross 13, the Quantico Marines 10.
And that signals the end of the first quarter.
This is Mike Keziah.
And Dick Joy with the second quarter of Touchdown Tips. And it's all aboard for the Cotton Country. And Birmingham, site of the Alabama-Tennessee clash. A lot of you fans will be seeing this one on television.
Not long ago, this TV attraction loomed as a battle of the Titans, but things haven't worked out that way. Still, it's always a Donnybrook when these two collide. Prediction, Alabama 16, Tennessee 14.
At Atlanta, it's Georgia Tech and Auburn.
The Plainsmen have been the surprise club in Dixie, and those talented softs will throw a scare into Tech. We call it Georgia Tech 7, Auburn 6.
In nearby Athens, Georgia, Georgia tangles with Louisiana State in the game of the week in the South.
LSU is another surprise package, but opponents are geared for the Tiger now. The Bulldogs will have to be to take this one. Touchdown tip, Louisiana State 20, Georgia 17.
And in other major games below the Mason-Dixon line,
Maryland 19, North Carolina 13. Florida 26, Citadel nothing. Mississippi Southern 34, Southeast Louisiana 7. VMI 20, Virginia 18. Wake Forest 19, North Carolina State 7. And Mississippi 16, Tulane 14.
And now we zoom to the Southwest and Fayetteville, where it's Arkansas homecoming as the Razorbacks play host to Texas.
2 years ago, Texas watched an unbeaten string go up in smoke in this same situation. And the rejuvenated Porkers may be even tougher this time. Close. Texas 20, Arkansas 19.
Oklahoma plays its first Big 7 game of the season against Kansas at Norman.
The Sooners have taken some knocks outside the league, but they figure to ramble to another conference crown starting here. Prediction, Oklahoma 21, Kansas 7.
Under the lights at the Cotton Bowl at Dallas, it's Rice against Southern Methodist in the game of the week in the Southwest.
This is a hectic series and a hectic conference. Rice wears the favorite's mantle, but the Mustangs gained prestige the past 2 weeks against Georgia Tech and Missouri. On home ground, they can be tough. Call it Rice 20, Southern Methodist 13.
Plenty of roping and bulldogging on other Southwestern gridirons. What's the word on those pigskin rodeos, Mike?
Marquette 33, Arizona 13. Baylor 26, Vanderbilt 13. Arizona State at Tempe 41, West Texas State 14. New Mexico 13, San Diego State 12. Texas Tech 27, College of Pacific 13. Tulsa, 14, Hardin-Simmons, 13. Oklahoma A&M, 7, Houston, 6. Texas A&M, 7, Texas Christian, 6.
And that ends the first half, fans. Now for your halftime feature story and All-American Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. When the discussion turns to the great football teams that have come out of the far west, one of the names standing out in bold relief is Stanford. For years, the Indians were bred to victory on the gridiron. Humanity-filled stadiums along the Pacific slope have echoed and re-echoed to glittering names: Nevers, Grayson, Moskrip, Albert. And cheers for myriad others have been sent crashing against the western sky. Time after time, the stalwart sons of Stanford have gathered at Palo Alto to pay ringing tribute to the victorious Indians. But rarely has the farm trembled to a greater torrent of sound than that which greeted the Stanford Gritters on a November night in 1947. The Indians had just battled arch-rival California before 90,000 fans, a bitter struggle that had held the huge crowd in a frenzy of excitement. Now the excitement continued in a mass rally honoring the Indian players and coach Marchie Schwartz. As each man was presented to the student body, the campus rocked with sound. Few Stanford teams had ever received lustier tributes. A passerby would have assumed that the Indians had achieved their greatest victory over California, perhaps their greatest season to top a brilliant gridiron history. And he would have considered this assumption confirmed had he watched the presentation of a special plaque to that 1947 Stanford team. Still proudly displayed at Stanford is the plaque. On it are these words: "Nine times defeated, they never lost the will to win. Theirs is the true Stanford spirit."
Ready for the second half of Touchdown Tips, and our rocket zooms to the Midwest and East Lansing, where Michigan State knocks heads with Indiana.
Who's going to stop those rampaging Spartans? Somebody, maybe. TCU almost did, but not the Hoosiers. Indiana has a fine quarterback with the lilting name of Florian Helinski, but it figures to be Bolden and Wells for State's 28th in a row. Michigan State 28, Indiana 7.
Notre Dame is rated the best in the country. Will that ranking hold against Pittsburgh?
Why not, Dick? Unless the Irish are looking ahead to Georgia Tech, and Mr. Leahy doesn't work that way. Touchdown tip, Notre Dame 21, Pittsburgh 7.
At Lafayette, another homecoming attraction, Wisconsin and Purdue.
These two were co-champs of the Big Ten last season, but didn't play each other. Not much at stake this time, as Alan the Horse Amici gives the Badgers the edge. Wisconsin 19, Purdue 7.
Now a survey of other top games in the Midlands.
Illinois 20, Minnesota 14, Iowa 20, Wyoming 7, Cincinnati 21, Xavier 6, North Dakota State 13, South Dakota 7, Wichita 40, Drake 7, Missouri 27, Iowa State 7, Kansas State 19, Colorado 14, and Miami of Florida 13, Nebraska 7.
And that's the end of the third quarter.
This is Mike Keziah.
And Dick Joy with the fourth quarter of Touchdown Tips. And get your oxygen mask, Mike. We're climbing to the Rockies. And Salt Lake City, scene of the Utah-Denver contest. The game of the week in the Rockies.
Coach Bob Blackman still is trying to rebuild at Denver, and Utah figures to do a little tearing down. Touchdown tip, Utah 21, Denver 6.
And in other games in the Skyline Country,
Utah State 20, Brigham Young 19, Colorado A&M 28, Montana 6, Montana State 20, Colorado College 19.
And it's another rocket jaunt to the Pacific Coast. And Los Angeles, where Southern California plays Oregon State.
Southern Cal is seething following that tie with Washington last Saturday. Oregon State has yet to score a TD this year and figures to face the same prospect against Troy. Southern Cal 34, Oregon State, yep, nothing.
At Portland, an intense rivalry, Oregon and Washington.
The Huskies are showing vast weekly improvement. This one could go either way. We tab it, Oregon 14, Washington 13.
Stanford entertains UCLA at Palo Alto in the game of the week in the far west.
The Cameron-led Bruins are rolling along the Rose Bowl road, unbeaten. And the Indians don't appear to have the manpower to throw up a roadblock, even on home ground. Prediction, UCLA 26, Stanford 7.
And in other top coastal attractions,
California 19, San Jose State 14, Washington State 25, Idaho 19, Fresno State 34, Nevada 20, College of Idaho 20, Pacific University 19, Cal Poly 26, San Francisco State 7.
It's back to the Midwest, Mike, so jump aboard. For Ann Arbor, where Michigan collides with Northwestern in the game of the week in the nation.
Before the season, Dick, nobody could have tabbed this as a game of the week. But the Wolverines have turned out to be a real threat in the Big Ten. And despite their loss to Minnesota last week, the Wildcats can go if passer Thomas is healthy.
It should be a real Brannigan. And in the game of the week in the nation,
it's Michigan 22, Northwestern 20.
It's a short hop now to Chicago, where the Chicago Bears meet the San Francisco 49ers in the professional game of the week.
The 49ers have come to life after a so-so exhibition campaign, and these are not the Chicago Bears of old. Touchdown Tips, San Francisco 24, Chicago Bears 21.
Now, a rundown of other pro games.
Detroit Lions 24, Los Angeles Rams 21. Baltimore Colts 14, Green Bay Packers 10. Chicago Cardinals 14, New York Giants 10. Philadelphia Eagles 21, Pittsburgh Steelers 17. And the Cleveland Browns 17, the Washington Redskins 10. And that's the end of the game. Elroy will be back in a moment with this week's Gridiron Grin. We invite you to tune in throughout the season for our Touchdown Tips winners of college and professional games. Now, here is Crazy Legs Hirsch with your Gridiron Grin.
They tell about the guy who attended a game in the mammoth Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Fighting off the bends, he made the climb to his seat. Up, 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 and up. By the time he reached his seat in the top row, the game had started, so he turned to a man nearby and asked, "How's the game going?" The man gave him an amazed glance and replied, "What game? I'm flying the mail to San Diego. This is Elroy Hirsch."
And Mike Keziah saying, so long, see you next week.